This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Good morning, everyone. Baruch Mabam. We continue in Mishnah Brura, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Dalid. We're up to Se'if Tes Zayin. The Mechaber, based on the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Chav Vav, and the Zayar in the beginning of Parshas Vayigash, cites, David Hayanizar Shal Elishain Shitin Nishman. David was careful not to sleep 60 breaths. Perosh Shishim Neshimais. Why? K'dei Shalayitim Ta'am Misa. So that he would not taste the taste of Misa, the taste of death. As we know, Alpi Kabbalah, David HaMelech was the Gilgal of Adam HaRishon, and Adam HaRishon brought Misa to the world, and therefore David HaMelech's job is to be masaking that, and David HaMelech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam, and Shena is the Me'ein of Misa, so David does not participate in sleep. Haga uv'gemara perak hayoshein mashma d'davka b'yoyim hayonizah. In other words, from the Mechaber, it seemed like David HaMelech never slept 60 breaths. However, from the Gemara, in Sukkah, it's mashma that only during the day he was makbid on this, not at night. At night, he slept more than Shitin Nishman. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Shitin Nish, Mesiv Katan Laman, Hey, Roy Tzolai, Mat Ritzufin, consecutive, Elohim Misnamnim Kama Pa'amim. He would doze many times, Pachos Mishitin Nishme, less than 60 breaths, Ad Chatzos Laila. Umechatzos Elohim Misgaber Ka'ari. From Chatzos Anan, he would strengthen himself like a lion. However, the Ramah says that this hakpad of David HaMelech was only during the day. Didavka b'yoyim. So, this comment of the Ramah is a bit challenging. Where did the Ramah get this from? That David was only careful during the day? Hisigu alav ha'achroinim. The Achroinim ask on this. D'loy nimtso sham kein ba'gamara rak al maron. We don't find that David was only careful during the day and not at night. Yeah, we find by the Amaram they're only careful during the day. Aval David ba'atzegam ba'layla ha'yonizar. David was careful at night as well. What's the nafgamina? The nafgamina is, v'nafgamina kolzel ledidan. The nafgamina would be for us. Shabal nefesh yachmer al kalpanu b'yom. That a bal nefesh should be machmer at the very least during the day. Meaning it seems like this. If David HaMelech was zohir during the day not to sleep shisha nishmin, so you could say, okay, fine, that was for David. But we don't come close to the Madrega of David. We can't relate to the Madrega of David. So David was Nizar during the day. We cannot be Nizar during the day. David didn't sleep in the day 30 minutes. Fine. But we can't be on that Madrega. However, if David was Nizar even at night, then at the very least, if you're a Baal Nefesh, you should be Machmir during the day. Now, that's a hard argument to make, because at the end of the day, the Amoraim were Zahir during the day. So could we say, well, the Amoraim were Zahir during the day, so we should also be Zahir during the day because we're Balei Nefesh? That's what it seems that the Mishnah Berurah is saying. In other words, if David was Zahir in the night, at the very least we should be Zahir during the day. If David was only Zahir during the day, then we don't have to be Zahir during the day. But it sounds like the comments of the Ramah are not totally accepted. The Ramah again is saying David was only Zohar during the day, and many Achorim say no, he was Zohar at night as well. Okay. Vein Shabbos b'chalzeh. You don't have to worry about your Shabbos nap. In other words, Shabbos is not included in the inyan of not sleeping Shita Nishman during the day. V'ayin l'kaman v'simin reish lamed alf, sif alef, dim yevshu loy lomoyd, b'loy shnas hatzarayim, mutar lishan ma'at, avalo yarech ba, ayin sham. Meaning, besides the fact that Shabbos is not included, even on a regular day, if you can't get through the day unless you take a nap, then you're allowed to sleep a little bit. But don't, you know, sleep too long. So, you know, it's a reflection of culture in Europe and certainly in Eretz Yisrael. You know, people have their siesta. When I was in yeshiva, in Eretz Yisrael, they have a very long lunch break, and people go to sleep during the day, and they go to sleep very late at night. I don't like to do that. You know, I like to go to sleep at a regular time, but I'm not into sleeping during the day on a regular day. But in any event, it seems like if you need to nap to be able to learn, you're allowed to. When you do take a nap, it should not be for your own hana, but rather for the service of Hashem. Sleeping during the day, it depends on your personal need, it depends on your stamina and other personal factors. Darach HaShulchan, quoted by Dereshus and Reish Lamed Aleph, he says that Gedolei Olam, they were accustomed to sleep during the day an hour or 2 hours because they needed so for because they were weak. Lemaisa in the Minhag Chasam Sofer, I believe the Chasam Sofer slept that night only 4 hours, but he took a nap during the day. So again, that's considered reasonable practice. And David did not sleep, Shitin Nishman. Let's see the Ber Halacha. What is Shitin Nishman? Rabu Bay Hadeus Bashir Azah. There are many opinions. Ye Shaimrim Duhu Shalai Shai. Some say it's 3 hours. And they bring a Raya. Varaya Mehada Ari Hayo Yashim Bishavas Bez Vigimel Shais. Darizal slept 2 to 3 hours. So if you slept 2 to 3 hours, you don't sleep Shitin Nishman. The answer is you need 3 hours to be Shita Nishman. V'yesh doichin, some push that off. The Shani Tamil Chacham B'Shabbos, the Mitzvah Anag Shabbos. No, it could be, in fact, that the shear of Shita Nishman is less. Either Ari on Shabbos, the Tamil Chacham on Shabbos is allowed to engage in a long nap. V'oid, the Einu Mukhra Klal, the Shem Hoyaner Kambam B'Sach Shinazoi. Maybe, how do you know? You were watching Narizal when he napped? Maybe he got up in the middle. V'hoi Yashin Shita Nishman Pamachas. Some say it's a little bit more than 30 minutes. Some say it's a bit more than 3 minutes. Therefore, a Baal Nefesh should be machmer according to his ability. In other words, if you're a Baal Nefesh, don't nap during the day more than 3 minutes. That is the conclusion of the Bir Halacha, which is a pretty stringent. Again, Baal Nefesh is a high madrega. Halavai that people should fulfill what it says in the Mechaber and the Ramah, and what it says in the Mishnah Berurah, you have to do. But this seems to be the saintly recommendation of the Mishnah Berurah. Again, we mentioned many, many great Gedolei Olam, Asher Mipiyam Anu Chayim, did nap during the day well more than 3 minutes and even more than 30 minutes. But if somebody is holding on that madrega, they should be machmer lefi koichai. The Dirshu brings that Rav Chaim Knievsky says the minog is to take on the shear of 30 minutes, and to that it's permitted to take a nap for less than that. The Arlot Zion, he brings Rav Tzion Abishol, also says the shear is 30 minutes, and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and the Ktzois HaShulchan also says it's 30 minutes. Happens to be that my dear friend Rafi Weinberg just lost his father, and Rafi is a great-grandson of Reb Chaim Noah, so the family just came in, and they gave me the Ktzois HaShulchan of Reb Chaim Noah. But that seems to be, now, when we say the shir is 30 minutes, there's no Aveira to sleep 10 hours. The whole thing is, look, it's interesting, the Mechaber doesn't say what to do and what not to do. He just says, David was Nizar not to sleep 30 minutes. Now, what David did really has very little bearing on us. The Mechaber doesn't even say, you know, David did this, so we should do X, Y, and Z. The point of what the Mechaber is saying is that one should aspire to the Madrega of David. The Mechaber seems to be saying he didn't even sleep during the day this amount. The Mechaber seems to be saying he didn't even sleep during the night this amount, and therefore it's recommended not to sleep during the day. The Ramah seems to be extremely lenient. In other words, the way the Mishnah Berurah grips the Ramah, that David was only Nizar B'yayim, he wasn't even Nizar B'layla, so then the Ramah seems to be saying this doesn't have to be on our radar. The Mishnah Berurah seems to hold it should be on the radar. If you sleep 29 minutes, it's no issue at all. If you sleep more than that, if you're doing it because you need to, it's also permitted. But it's an idea. The idea is time is short and make the best of it. Okay. Sif Yud Zayin. Yesh noyagin lirchotz piyam shachnos nei harim shabtechapeh. There are those, there's a minhag. This comes from the Avodraham. To wash out your mouth in the morning because of the rerim. Some unpleasant drool, odor. The Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Amud Zayin explains, Mivnei Haririm, because of the Ririm. Kitzarch Lahasger Hashem Hagadol B'Kedushav Tara. You have to mention the great name of Hashem with holiness and purity. Vimhu Istinus, if somebody is very particular, you don't want to put the water in your mouth because it's not pure, it's not clear. In Ma'akim Melvarcha does not prevent you from making a bracha. Now, this is very important. Because most people, almost everyone, washes their mouth out in the morning, rinses their mouth, brushes their teeth, rinses their mouth with mouthwash, and it's worthwhile to be mechavein that you're doing so in order to have a clean mouth, to be able to praise Hashem. Sif Yud Ches, Ilu Dvarim Tzrichim Netila B'mayim. The following things need Netila with water. Says the Mishnah Brura, for what? Lahaser Ruach Ra, Shari Dezet, to remove the bad spirit. And therefore, since it's removed the bad spirit, you should hasten to wash immediately. The washing should be until the wrist. Or at the very least, until the end of the knuckles. If you just got your hand dirty, where there's no issue of a bad spirit, so the insach rakel kanech makam hamlechach b'vad v'day. All you have to do is wash the dirty spot. That's enough. Well, inyan tefila regarding prayer, yivar lekaman mesim tzadi beis ayin sham beber halacha. Okay, we'll hold it over here, and we'll pick it up tomorrow. Be'ezus Hashem, b'siyata d'shmaya. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.